Hi, I'm Inês, and I am a master's student in molecular biomedicine at University of Aveiro under a partnership with the Center of Neuroscience and Cell Biology at University of Coimbra. I want to thank the UT Austin Conference for this opportunity and to my group for the support. Cancer affects millions of people every day, being one of the most death causes in the world. So it is crucial to advance more effective therapies, like CAR T-cell therapy, which improve the anti-tumor function of the immune system. This treatment genetically modifies patient T-cells to express a specific receptor, the chimeric antigen receptor, that recognizes and attacks cancer cells. It has been available on the market since 2017, but only a few people have access. Do you know why? Because behind elaborated protocols, it costs more than 350,000 euros because of the viral vectors used, which is unsupportable for the healthcare system. Nanotechnology could solve this problem by making cheaper and more accessible DNA carriers that can rapidly program T cells to kill the target. Polybutaminoester is one of the most versatile candidates for gene delivery nanosystems due to its biodegradable character, to its capacity to improve the biological activity and biocompatibility of cationic polymeric combinations, which is essential for T-cell engineering. Enter my project. The goal was to develop and characterize polymeric nanosystems for T-cell-based cancer immunotherapy. In this study, the polybutaminoester was synthesized through the Michael addition reaction, analyzed by nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy, whose peaks in nuclear magnetic resonance spectrum agree with the expected polybutaminoester chemical structure, demonstrating that the synthesis went well. Then I combined the polybutaminoester with other cationic polymer, the PDMA-EMA, which has a high capacity to complex the genetic material, to find a well-balanced nanosystem that is non-toxic and at the same time can complex the genetic material and allow its release inside the cell. The results show that the transgene expression is higher in polymers combination than in polymers alone, because combinations incorporate favorable features into a single structure. Also, in combinations, the cell viability rises as the proportion of polybutaminoester increases due to the biocompatible character of polybutaminoester. This way, PDMA-EMA 4 polybutaminoester was the nanosystem that achieved the best transgene expression without causing toxicity compared to the gold standard. Moreover, the best performing formulation was submitted to its physical chemical characterization. We observed that these cationic polymers, when established in electrostatic interactions with DNA, form small polyplexes with 150 nanometers with a high ability to complex the genetic material and a positive surface charge of 35 millivolts that allows the interaction with cell membrane, promoting the internalization by T cells. In conclusion, the best performing formulation PDMA-EMA 4 polybutaminoester result in a synergistic effect on transgene expression associated with high viability. Moreover, this nanosystem exhibited physical chemical properties suitable as a gene delivery platform, proving to be an effective T-cell engineering approach. Hopefully, with continued optimization, the formulation may have strong potential for future clinical applications, improving current T-cell-based cancer treatments.